Blog Talk Radio.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got the go-go swing. Is that what? Oh, I love you so much. One more time, baby. It don't mean a thing. Got that go-go swing. What I say? You go.
Chuck Brown, man. I miss Chuck so much. Friday night, going up to Classics to see Chuck play. And, man, I mean, it was just, it was a live entertainment that was just unmatched by anybody else. I mean, you know, the way Chuck voice and the instruments and the band just talk to everybody in the crowd. You know, at one point it's the guitar, and don't think it's just Chuck's voice. Nah, Chuck was on that lead guitar, and man, he hit that man. Goodness gracious, boy, Anyway. Welcome to Tuesday's edition of Kale's Corner, everybody. Yeah, I had to reminisce a little bit there, you know. And you know it all leads to a story, okay?
Devo and I
went out Saturday night, and we were planning to go and see Familiar Faces. For those of you that aren't familiar, Familiar Faces is a go-go band that plays here in D.C. So we was going to check them out, and they were at Zeddy's over on Allentown Road. So we rolled up there, and Trees, I tell you, it looked like it was more cars in the parking lot that of the apartments over near Fast Eddie than it was in the parking lot for Fast Eddie. You know, I was like, oh my goodness, man. I don't want to go and be a part of this. And Debo was like, yeah, I don't either. So, Therese, we went nostalgic on it, okay? You ready for this?
Okay.
We went to the Pancake House over on St. Barnabas Road. You know, you talk about taking it back, you know. We went in that Pancake House, and we had a ball. We had a ball, you know, just reminiscing about days when we was growing up and how we used to go to the Pancake House. And, look, I was even able to get me some points because I brought Reese some food home. You got
that's right.
Yeah,
I know that's
mommy,
right.
I brought mommy a sampler home, and you know, she enjoyed herself, and man, you know, it was a good time. It was a good time, you know. Hey, cheaper than if I'd have went into the go-go, because,
exactly.
You know,
and then
you know, the go-go, yes, they start out at 50 or better. So, yeah,
right.
I was okay with only spending that little, $40 I spent for Reese and I, and, yeah, it was right on time. Yeah, and what I was able to, you know, for those the husbands that we have on here that you know, haven't understood or haven't reached the point yet, I'm trying to tell y'all, do stuff for your wife that you can always say, well, damn, I just did such. And then they got to do what you need, man. They got to do what you ask them.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to have a few that buck the system and try to say, no, that don't count because of this, because of that. And at the end of the day, a reasonable mate will say, yeah, he did look out for me. He did do that, or he did do this. So, yeah, I'm trying to tell y'all. You know, I haven't used my pancake cake relief yet. That's what we call it, pancake relief. I haven't used my pancake relief yet, but you better believe it's coming. It's coming. I don't know when, how, but it is coming. Yes, I'm out. So, what did you guys do this weekend? You guys get into anything? Find anything happening?
Just did my little normal pop up, and
okay.
They were
successful.
Where
you pop up at?
In the house,
you,
right here. I did some private sales right here in the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll work. How much money we make? Stop that.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, look, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Hey, I'm trying to tell y'all, Lady T is very successful with the items that she's selling in TNT fashion. So I'm telling y'all, we might be past Mother's Day, we might be past Father's Day, but birthdays and other holidays and Christmas, they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact because I'm this type of person. 4th of July, I have to wear red, white, and blue. It's just me. It's just what I do. I have to wear red, white, and blue. So I will be sporting my red and blue polo shirt along with my blue jean shorts and my all white Nike Airs. So yes, thanks to TNT, I will keep up with my wardrobe tradition.
I know that's right.
You know, and also my birthday is in July. So I have a shirt that I wear every year already, a Jamaican shirt. And it's funny how this shirt became my birthday shirt, because I wore it one night. We were over at Kevin's house, and Reese and Kevin threw a surprise party for me on my birthday. And Kevin, I don't know how he did it, but he was like, "Hey man, wear something different that you wouldn't normally wear." That's what it was. He said, "We're going to go out and get a drink, man, you know? So wear something different, man, something fun." So I put this Jamaican shirt on, Jamaican soccer players, and it's red,
okay,
black, white. Yeah, it's red, black, white, green, all these colors. And they joned on me so hard that night, Tree, that I was like, you know what? I had fun. This will be my birthday shirt from this day forward. So every year,
I know that's right.
Yeah, so every year I wear that shirt. So be looking out for me, guys. July 21st, I will be rocking the DMV Kale party shirt. Also,
I know that's right.
Also, speaking of shirts, guys, we got something coming down the pipe, something in the works. I'll let you know shortly. But, yeah, you guys are going to be surprised, and you're going to love it all at the same time. Y'all talking about?
Yeah.
All right. Today on Kale's Corner, we discuss the MLB. The season is moving right along, and the same team
mm-hmm.
seem to be holding on to their number one spot in their individual divisions. We're going to go over that. The Lakers surprised the NBA world by two-way contracts this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them, y'all. You know, two players that no one expected them to sign. Kyrie Irving decides to stay put. Wow, whoop-de-doo. I mean, you know, we'll get into that, but I'm not really surprised about that. Draymond Green needs his social media suspended and his account closed. And that's all I'm going to say about that until we get to the Draymond Green thing. You know what I'm talking about?
You said he
Chicago
needs it closed? Oh, it is closed.
Yes.
You said
it? He needs it. He needs it suspended and closed. Yes, yes.
Gotcha.
Somebody should do something real quick. Chicago Bulls are hopeful Zach LaVine will stay, will opt in. That's a story we're going to follow. John Wall rumored to sign with an L.A. team. With an L.A. team, John Wall. Friday. It's either Friday or Monday. Brittany Griner will have her day in court. Either this Friday or Monday. I've heard two dates. Let's just hope that this thing is behind this young lady, and she can come on and continue the life that she loves. They what?
They for Brittany Griner is they already had her hearing, and they pushed it back 6 months. That's the news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that.
Well, today the discipline hearings began on Cleveland quarterback Deshaun Watson. And I'm telling you, this thing, the more I hear or read on this thing, it seems the more confused I am. I mean, he was found innocent, right? He was found not guilty of anything. What in the heck is the NFL doing trying to charge this young man with something? What's he going to be in that tree?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like
they trying to suspend
like,
him indefinitely.
Right. I heard a year to indefinitely and I'm like, wow. How can
yeah,
you
he
got
to be reinstated and all that kind of stuff. He got to like be reinstated. They were saying, and I was like, it just don't add up. It don't. This is further lets me know that it's all BS. He paid all these people, you know, to keep you know, so he could play. Now, every time y'all say this is what we need y'all to do, and he do it, y'all move the bar. So,
yeah.
I mean, is he in a
catch-22
at this point?
Yeah, it really doesn't make any sense, you know. And I hate to see the young man going through it like this, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever, any sense,
mm-mm.
you know.
Mm-mm.
And for
that's
them
to
be doing
but
this.
But not to even keep bringing Ben Roethlisberger up because I know that's 57 team, but I'm gonna use him as an example. of how they always try to break us down as, well, I'm not a man, but how they always break the black man down and try to just tear him down all the way down. They don't let him stand upright when they make a mistake. They always want to keep kicking him and kicking him and kicking him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was accused of fondling women. Not, he didn't put his private part in nobody's private part, right?
So right, he was right, just, right.
You know, his private parts was just being played with, I guess. That's what the assumption is. People was playing with his private parts with their mouth, their hand, or whatever, right? The other person was accused of the big aura word. You know what I'm saying? Like, the aura word, that's so much worse. It's all worse. It's all bad. It's all bad. You know what I'm saying? But when you got somebody being accused, and then not only was he accused, he did it, they let him get away with it. Then he did it again, and you got away with it, and you were still able to stand up straight, upright, and have a life, been able to go get married, have a family. You know, he was talking great about you. You the greatest quarterback ever, you know, up against some other people. You know, like, he made a mistake. Like, every other human makes a mistake. Yes, he made it over and over and over, whatever, how many times you want to say it. But it ain't a mistake until somebody say, hey, I don't want you to do that. And I'm quite sure none of them, when they was getting paid, said that.
And not just that.
Yeah.
Not to cut you off, Trees, but not just that. First of all, how is it a mistake? Please explain to me how this is a mistake. Okay, you want to say it's conduct unbecoming? Okay, I'll go with that. What are y'all going to do about Robert Kraft? What are you going to do about Robert Kraft? His conduct was unbecoming.
Yeah.
He didn't do the right thing. He did wrong.
No. Yeah.
So why
his rug bigger? His rug bigger. His rug bigger. They can sweep it under the rug and they're able to walk over the rug without getting tripped up.
Well, I was listening to a report last night, and I'm sorry, y'all, we got it, but this is one of them subjects. You get into it when you talk about it, you have to. But I was listening to a report last night, and they were saying Deshaun Watson, the outcome of his case, that weighs heavy on Roger Goodell, on Daniel Snyder, and on Jerry Jones, because they were talking about how these three owners recently had allegations placed upon them. And they were saying that whatever the suspension or the punishment that goes to Deshaun has to go to these guys as well. So it's kind of a catch 22, here we go type situation. I'll say close to the Kaepernick thing, if you really think about it, with the attention that's going to be placed on not just the NFL, but some of the NFL's biggest owners as well. So this is a very, very meticulous and important case here, really. It seriously is, because, I mean, the NFL can say, oh, we want to punish him to the fullest extent. He did wrong, and now he needs to be handled, but three of your top owners, Mr. Kraft, Mr. Snyder, and Mr. Jones, have been named as well. What are you guys going to do with them? Now, Dan is already facing his own. Like you said, with Mr. Kraft, he has a big rug, so they were allowed to sweep it under there. Jerry Jones paid him off and told him to get the hell out of his face, period.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
And excuse me for talking so crass, everyone, but that's what Jerry Jones did, for real. But, look, we're going to get into all that when we come back. Trees, you be starting stuff, man. You got time out. You be starting stuff, y'all. 563-999-3782. And since we've already started talking about this, we're going to go from the bottom up, and we'll. I want to get you guys' opinion on Watts.
We're not against rappers, but we are against those thugs.
All right, y'all. Thuggish Ruggish Bone, yeah, talk about. Let's go to the phones on this one. Let's go to the phones. Let's see let's go to the Huckleberry, man. Yeah, let's see how Huckleberry feels about this. What's up, 57?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm your Huckleberry today. Let me tell you. I wanted to correct y'all on, not correct y'all, but for Brittany Griner. She's having her trial is starting on Friday, and no matter what the verdict is, she's still going to have to be extended 6 months. So nobody was wrong. She is going to have a trial starting Friday. Whatever happens, she's still going to have to stay over there for 6 months. So
All praise to the sister.
Hope you know. I'm not no big Brittany Griner fan, but I like to see her out of there and back home where she belongs. You know, throw some up in the air for her on that. One other thing. Did anybody, maybe I'm crazy, did anybody hear anything about Le'Veon Bell? And Adrian Peterson
right
supposed
now.
To be
we
fighting.
We ain't doing that right now, sir.
I'm just bringing stuff. Hey. This my segment. I'm just going. I'm talking about it.
We talking about Deshaun Watson. In your
I'm
segment.
Tired of talking about Deshaun Watson. I'm tired of talking about Deshaun Watson. We talk
that's
about him every
about.
Day. Ain't nothing
no,
gonna be
don't.
Changed until he go to court. So why we keep bringing
it
up?
You know what?
You ask me my opinion, I'm giving it to you.
They had new information today. That's why.
But I'm just saying, y'all asking my opinion, I'm giving it to you. And I'm tired of talking about Deshaun Watson because he ain't going to court. Ain't nobody going to court. Ain't nobody took him to court yet. It's a whole lot of speculations until we get to court and see what's going on.
They're never going to court. They've already been paid off.
Well, the thing is, if that's the case, then his lawyers need to do something with the NFL to get him back on the field. If ain't no proof
that's
out there, but you know, that's all that is. His lawyers need to do more, you know, but from some reason on both sides of the field, they're scared. Somebody's scared on both sides to make a move. And it might be because of what Kale is saying. It might be because of what you are saying. But for some reason, there's more to it than what we're hearing.
Right.
It's always,
I believe that
it's always more to it. It's always more
three
to it. Man. What's up, bro? What's happening?
What's up, Tay?
Family, much love and respect. What's up, Miss T? Big bro. 57, what it do, baby?
What's up, Tay?
Man, off that hot tamale. What's happening with you, boy? I don't blame you, though, because I'm going to tell you now, and I was going to say I ain't got too much really to say about it because it's just a bunch of, I don't know, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm going to be honest with you. They tripping, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, y'all tripping. They got
we
new.
We tripping?
Yeah, man. They put out new information now that the court is done with him. The NFL are trying to pass punishment on him.
But bro,
and I believe if you really look into this, we will see and gather with our own minds what time this NFL is really on.
But, because bro, they've been on these times. You think the first person they did this to?
Yeah, but exactly. They've always had an excuse. They've always come at us with an excuse. And there's never been a blatant infraction on an owner and a player of this nature. This is the first time.
Can I ask a question here?
That's true. That's true about that. That's true about that. But like I'm saying, like you were just saying, you know, the NFL, man, that's they rules, man. That's the good old boy rules, man. That's what it is, mm-hmm. man. Them dudes know.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes know.
You
man.
Know what
yep.
I think? I know. You know what I think, Tank? I think as soon as we as fans hold these NFL owners to the same fire that we hold the players, we'll actually see the change that we want to see. Because
and the only way we're going to see that, the only way we're going to see that is stop going to the games. And that ain't enough
mm-hmm.
of us that's probably going. That's the only way they're going to see that, bro. We can't
turn it all on TV.
Yeah, we're going, bro. And I was just about to say
you're
that.
Right, you're right. You're not, you're
it's
right.
Not
it's
just
definitely
going,
not just
bro.
Going.
Yeah,
buying the prop,
yeah.
buying the merchandise and all that
yeah,
player
exactly.
Mm-hmm. But you're right.
Exactly.
You're right. That's what we do have to do, though, if that's what we want to do to make the owners accountable for what they're doing. We do have
yeah.
to do that. But, man, when they ready, I'm going to be ready. That's all I can tell you because I don't know what
I'm with you on
that.
I'm with you on that unless they give me a reason not to. If they give us
mm-hmm.
a reason not
right.
to, we have
right.
no choice, bro. We have no
right.
choice. We can't continue to be suckers to this system, man. We can't.
Can I
we
ask a question,
dog.
Though, Kale and Sis? Can I ask both of you?
Good.
You know, everybody is on here right now. I want to
yeah.
ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of us believe that Deshaun Watson is 100% innocent? Do any of us believe that Deshaun Watson is 100% guilty? Do we believe that all the girls are lying? Or do we believe some of them might be telling the truth? I haven't heard that question asked. I just want to know because there's a lot of girls putting it out there.
I believe everything you said is what's going on.
Some of them tell the truth, and they lie. I'm going to say this, where there's smoke, there's fire. And then when you
exactly.
add a little bit of, you add a little bit of currency, meaning I can get some money for this. I can get
mm-hmm.
some money for this. When you add that
anybody
that
ever touched them is in that lawsuit.
You know,
anybody that ever came in contact with them, made eye contact
right.
with them, they yeah.
Yep.
I was one of them.
That's a big giveaway.
Let's take a call from.
That's what
Lou.
I heard, Lou.
What? Yeah,
you did.
Come
yeah.
on, Lou.
What's up, Lou?
You gotta,
what's up, Lou?
You gotta, brother? Yeah. I mean, the eye contact is a dead giveaway right there. You gotta watch that.
Yeah.
You know, but that's
yeah.
always been a dead giveaway. I mean, do I believe
it's
100%? No. Do I believe that everybody
right.
is telling the truth on this? No. Absolutely
no.
not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I smell a rabbit.
Yeah.
So that was a good question, 57. It's 50-50.
We got.
Mm-hmm.
My boss, Captain Armstrong.
Hey, team, how y'all doing?
Well, what's up, boss? How you feeling?
I'm good, and
hey.
You? Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
All
hey,
right.
What's up, man?
All right. I'll just like first say I'm a Sixer fan, a Raven fan. Just put that out there. You know?
I know that's right. Come on with it.
You ain't said nothing good yet. We wait for you to say something good.
You got attention, but you ain't really saying that. But come on, with it.
I knew the Steelers fan would appreciate that. But real quick, I have a very close friend. He just been rehired by the New York Knicks as assistant coach. His name is Rick Brunson. His son plays for the Dallas Mavericks. Jalen Brunson.
They're trying to get him over there, too.
Yeah, he went through this massage ordeal a few years ago. I don't know if y'all remember it. He went through the same exact ordeal.
Mm.
And what he told me was he was getting massages and trying to get the happy endings. And, you know, for a couple extra dollars, that's what they would do. What happened was one of the girls mentioned it to her girlfriend.
Ah.
Her girlfriend coerced her to say, oh, man, you doing that? And tried to shame her. Once she tried to shame her, the girl switched it like he forced me.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Terrible. So when I hear this Deshaun Watson thing, I'm saying, okay, he a freak boy, he and all that, but these girls, they was with it.
But that ain't
no
crime.
No, exactly.
Yes.
When my man, and it's crazy you said that, young lady. When my man
that's
went to
lady
court,
T.
Lady
that's,
T.
That's
okay.
Lady T. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Lady T. My man, when he went to court, because he took it to trial, because he said, man, I ain't committing no crime. He said, if anything, I cheated on my wife with my act, but I ain't committing no crime. He said, this in court.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know what? We never looked at it like that. And when you said that, I just jogged my memory. That's exactly what he said in court. And they threw that crap out. That's why he's back in the NBA now.
Wow.
Yeah, they probably said your wife gonna kick your butt, so we're gonna let
you
know.
Okay,
that was good to know that story.
Yeah, that's deep inside.
I remember that.
Yeah, you can Google.
I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to be G-rated here with my communication, but if a grown man wants a sandwich and he has money to pay for said sandwich, that grown man can eat as many sandwiches as his body can hold. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
I know that's
no
right,
law,
big bro. I like that analogy.
There's no law against sandwiches. You know, and you can even have a ride. He might eat peanut butter on Monday. He might want ham and cheese. You know, he might break it down to the breakfast fashion and want turkey, bacon, and eggs. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Come on, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Just want a different sandwich every day of the week. He should be able to eat that, man.
Fact.
He should be able to eat that. I think the problem here is that they had nothing else on Deshaun Watson his whole football career. Can we remember anything? I mean, not a dirty urine, not any domestic violence situation, nothing. Oh, okay. He gets massages. He's getting massages and getting happy endings. Well, let's get him. But Hey, I mean, you can go to massage parlor and get a happy ending without it being a crime. Now, and I believe Lady T said this, if he's forcing someone against their will, then yeah, that's a problem. That
right.
is a serious problem.
Right.
But, you know, if it, and let's think about this. This man was paying $5,000 plus for these girls to him.
Right. Play with me.
Hey.
Come on.
You know what? I ain't about to.
And they be the ugliest girls, man.
Why
they
never
like
no
five.
Sisters complain? It ain't never no sisters coming forth with the complaint. It's always them lilies.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, we know how to, I mean, they.
That sister taking that money, going getting that hat done.
We don't, we don't want to be in the news for that. We don't want to be in the news
for
that.
That sister going
to
get that hat
like
done.
And I'm going to tell you, the 4th of July family cookout will never be the same. Because uncle this and cousin that going to let them girls have it. Man, why you got to mess with that man, Joe? Why do you have to be one of the ones that caused this man this shame? If anything, more shame should be on you. You the one
Let me say this. No, don't nobody hang up the phone because I'm about to speak this. This is just some facts I just want to say. I don't mean no disrespect to anyone.
Okay.
The system is not designed for us to be forgiven. It's not designed for that. The system is designed for them to be forgiven for what they do wrong.
Facts.
I don't mean no disrespect for anybody racially, but if you look at it, when we are convicted of a crime, when we do what we're supposed to do, serve our time, come back out here to try to make a better life, the first thing that comes up is what we did in the past.
Michael Vick.
That's the first thing that comes up.
But 57, that goes back to what I said. They don't let us stand straight up. Like, be a man. You still a man, but they won't let you be a man. They want you to walk with the head down.
Well,
they want you to just be
moping
around.
Yeah, public shame. You're right.
Like, I can't
The reason
that.
I say
like,
that too, sis, is black women don't come out because we know how we going to be scrutinized against. They know if a black woman comes out and say, this was done to me and this was done to me, a whole lot of scrutiny going to be paid to her. Where is she from? What does she do?
Right.
What death? Another woman can come out and say, this was done to me, and send the police for whoever did it.
Exactly.
They're not scrutinized like that.
A.
The system is different.
No
questions asked.
You know what? I'm going to correct one thing. We are guilty until we're proven innocent. And even then, we only innocent by opinion. You are only innocent by opinion. You can serve your time, as Michael Vick was just brought up. The man served his time. And people want his head on a platter.
Yeah.
But the same people had nothing to say about the police taking that young man to Burger King after he shot up a church. So I mean, this is the world we live in. And I don't want to get off topic.
Yeah,
but
I really
need to express that point. And mm-hmm. Clay, you asked how do we hold the owners accountable? By not letting them forget situations like that. By staying in their ear fervent on these situations. Let's go to Darius. What's up, D?
What's up, Darius?
How everybody doing?
D Ma. What's up, young man?
All right. Hey,
Serena just won.
I can't with him.
I heard somebody say where there's smoke, there's fire. And I feel like where there's smoke, it could be a smoke screen. You feel me? I believe, this is just my belief, this is a billion-dollar organization that we're talking about. They damn near about to be touching trillions. They can show us or tell us whatever. They got control of these outlets. They got control of these people. Like, I don't understand when they say this or They just throw something on TV, we just believe it. Or they just say something, we just believe it. We fall for it every single time. It's so many times that, I'm just saying, the world, it's documented. Even these shootouts, when they going to go kill people and it's mass murders, it's a lot of staging going on in this world. We cannot believe everything we see. I feel like that man is innocent. That's just my opinion. That's just where I come from. you ain't going to pay a person $230 million just to let him sit on top of that. That man's going to play football again.
Well, it's like I said, he's guilty until proven innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, he'll be innocent by opinion.
He'll be still guilty by opinion.
There are some people who are still going to say, and trust, I believe in my heart of hearts, because they don't want this nonsense falling on Mr. Krabs, Mr. Snyder, and Mr. Jones. I think that those three names will be a help to Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think they're going to want the same reprimand and punishment placed on these guys because of who they are. And let's look at it this way. The final say is going to come down to Roger Goodell. Well,
that's all we need.
The last I checked.
So OJ didn't do it.
Hey, I checked. Mr. Krabs, Mr. Snyder, and Mr. Jones are three people that make up that $50 million salary that Roger Goodell collects every year. So you can say what you want. You can say what you want. Bruh ain't going, he's not going, that's just like, okay, my boss is on the line with us now. That's just like them saying, okay, Matt, You get to decide your boss's fate. Now, no matter what I decide, terminating him and moving him away from the country, the company, an option. You think that man gonna pleasantly welcome me to work after that? Hell no. Yeah. And I wouldn't expect him to. I wouldn't expect him to. So this Tang and 57. Like I was saying to you guys, this thing weighs heavy. This whole situation weighs heavy because this is unprecedented, man. There has never been a case where the owners and a player. When Michael Vick got caught up, it was just Michael Vick. There weren't any. Who is that with the background? Mute your phone.
Get off.
Somebody is a driving noise.
Yeah, get off. Just miss yourself.
Okay.
But you said weighs heavy, but weighs heavy on who?
It weighs heavy on the league, the NFL. Dog, listen, that shield is highly protected, man. They protect
like
that
Tang
shield,
was saying, everybody in the league still making their money. Ain't nobody missing. Even Deshaun Watson still getting paid. Ain't nobody missing out on anything. You know, the league ain't missing out on nothing. He ain't missing out on nothing. Everybody's still getting paid.
He lost his contract. That's the only thing. He lost
Yeah,
contract.
He did.
He
didn't lose anything from the NFL, though, sis.
NFL,
You're right, sis.
No.
You're right,
but you're right about he didn't lose.
Well,
but you're right about he didn't lose anything from the NFL. Also.
At 57, there was a time when I would have agreed with the statement you just made. But since COVID, Kaepernick, and all the other situations that have taken place, that have scarred the NFL, and they have lost money behind it. I'm of the mindset of, we haven't seen a direct blow to the NFL yet, but this may be phase one. This may be step one of what we haven't seen at all. I'm just saying, like I said earlier, Darius, where there is smoke, there is fire.
There's fire.
And with firemen, they don't go to houses that are normally standing and in good condition. No, they go to a house that's on fire. All these people that are being brought to this case, the litigations that are going on, it is a fire, bruh. It is a fire. And they have to be careful. They have to be careful whose head will roll. Heads are going to roll, but they have to be careful whose head will roll. Now, we might see a fine for these owners. We may see a 1 or 2 game suspension, but that's just like me coming to you, 57, and saying, you can't go in your house and you can't hug your wife. You're going to look at me like, man, how you going to tell me I can't go in my house and I can't hug my wife? That's just how the owners will look at any type of punishment placed down upon them. That's just how they're going to look at it. So, you know, we're going to watch this closely, y'all. We're going to watch this closely. And you know, I'm to the point where I just want right done, man. I just want to see right done. The man has already sat out a year in my book. He's already sat out a year. And he hasn't been found guilty of anything. So let it go. Let it go. Right. And I think it's going to be in the best interest of the NFL to let it go. Mm-hmm. So what's going on with Snyder, Kraft, and Jones can be pushed right under that rug, as Tree stated. You know? So, you know. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Great discussion, guys. We'll be right back. Can't be violated or even disapplicated. I love that part. Your boy, John Wall, y'all.
Yes, John Wall, going to the Clippers.
Yes, rumored to sign with the L.A. Clippers. And
the cut-ups?
I'm not going to say that's a bad look for the Clippers. I'm not going to say it's a bad look for the Clippers. I'm going to give the young man a chance. An opportunity, but what I will say is the John Wall that has been playing with Houston better not show up down there with the Clippers. He better not show up in LA. And what I mean by that is the guy that's in love with the weed and, you know, want to hang and bang with the fellas and do everything except for play ball, because contrary to popular belief, L.A. is a bigger party town than D.C. is. L.A. is just, as a matter of fact, I'll even go so far as just, you got a little more down there in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
than here. So,
but not more than New York.
Yeah, well, I mean, with New York, it's just because they stay open longer. They stay open longer. That's the difference in New York. But, I mean, as far as venues and places to go, L.A. and D.C. are top one and two, for real, party places. And even Vegas, you can gamble. And that's about it. You know, you can take in shows. You can go to clubs and you can gamble, but that's about as far as it goes. L.A. and D.C. is all type of, shall I say, nightlife entertainment going on. So,
I didn't know D.C.
you know,
was very famous for that. I really didn't.
Well,
you should get out more often.
It's not out there like that. Like L.A. or New York is. It's not out there like that. You got to know where you're going and where you're doing in D.C.
Yeah,
obviously.
But it's here.
You better. You better.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 You be like Cat Williams.
It's gonna be a long night for you.
Be a long night for you, I'm telling you.
You be like Cat Williams and you open that wrong door. And you ain't going to know what to do.
Yes.
You ain't going to know what to do with yourself. So.
But he was high door number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because yeah.
You can
but
go
I,
to D.C. 24-7 if you want to. 7 days a week.
Yeah,
you can
yeah,
do it.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yes. Hey, look, Deshaun Watson would have got a lot of happy endings between D.C., yeah. Maryland, and Virginia. I'm trying to tell
and
you.
Nobody would have told on him.
And
yeah,
nobody would
have
told
right.
Yeah.
Same
look, them women would have been like, man, shut up. Don't mess my money up. What
okay.
What are you
yeah.
doing? What is y'all talking
I'm
about?
I'm trying
y'all
to get this bag.
My money. Yeah,
what they say,
yeah,
I'm trying
to
get this
bag.
Hey, look,
exactly.
girl, I let you on to something, but you talk too much. You don't know how to
yeah,
get your mouth shut.
Literally and figuratively.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shut it up. Shut it.
Shut it up.
But,
cut it out,
Let's go to Brother Tay. Tay, I know you love John Wall. How you feel about that
yeah.
John Wall to the Clippers, Tay?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you now. If John Wall go out there with just a different attitude and know what he's supposed to do, John Wall going to be okay, bro. I'm telling you. I think out there with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, they going that's what he needs. That's what he needs. Them the two type of guys he need to get in his ear to keep him on the right track. And we're going to see a different John Wall. I guarantee you that. As long as he stay healthy. If he stay healthy, we're going to see a different John Wall. Oh, yeah.
I
know he grown up. He grew up when he was here. He just still like that.
He didn't grow up here. I think the death of his mom changed him.
Yeah.
I think the time
that's a part of growing up
while
he was here, bro. That's a part of growing up while you're here.
The time that basketball was taken away from him. And now I'm not talking about when he was unhealthy, when he was trying to get himself back on the court. I'm talking about when he could have played. And Houston
but
just
bro,
said,
how many
no,
players? How many
working.
Players grew up? But how many players grew up when they go through them type of injuries? That's what they do. That's
yeah.
when they grow up. They grow up when
yeah.
they go through
yeah.
difficulties. So that's
we're
what he did. He grew up
thing.
Here. When it, and you're absolutely right. When his mom passed, he had a whole different aspect on everything in life. Because his mom probably was getting on him too, probably saying the same thing that we were saying. And he took heed
mm-hmm.
to it. But it still was the party life here in D.C., like y'all saying. It's just something that's just going to bring you back out here to that Chocolate City, baby. It's just what
yes,
it
sir.
Is.
Yes, sir.
But he grew up here, bro. That man grew up right
but
here. Your, whatever happens in your life while you playing, whether you on the court or off the court, that's your part of going through that trial and tribulation right there.
Yeah.
He grew up.
I'm surprised at you, though, Tang, because that's your boy. And you didn't mention the fact that he'd been getting ready to play with two legitimate superstars.
That's what I just said.
Two.
I said them two is going to be
yeah.
Kawhi Leonard and
yeah.
Paul George.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Okay,
my bad.
I didn't hear you.
Them two. Them two is what's going to keep him intact, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's what he needed.
Yep.
Him going to the team and him being the star would have been a wrong move. Him going to the team and he
yeah.
being a third star. Is the best move for him right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree on that. And now if they can just get him a center. If they can get him a center there, I expect big game for the Clippers. I'm not sure. I didn't take the time to look that roster.
They got the boy Zubac.
With the Z name. Zubac.
Yeah, he
all right.
Yeah,
he had
right.
a steady year last year.
He kind of grew up in the playoffs too. The playoffs that he went through this year, he did a
mm-hmm.
he did a good job.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
He's a banger. They don't need points from him, so he's
yeah.
a service.
Yeah.
All right.
They can get rid of Marcus Moore. They can get rid of him because he just, I don't know about them twins that fell off for some reason.
Well, they might not want Jarl Wall to hook up with him because he's going to know where all the party spots at. Oh, my Lord.
Yes, sir.
Right.
But they played together in college, though. They played together in college.
And like I said, that night that I was at work, and I ain't going to name the club, but them Bammers was out back of that junk pup kid. So, yeah, Marquis Moore can go ahead and rock on somewhere else, man. You know, I really want to see success with that young man. I really want to see him live up to his capabilities, you know, because he was so promising coming out. He was so promising. We all thought that he would be so much, you know. We all expected so much from him. And but the expectations to what we received, it just wasn't right. It wasn't right. So, you know, hopefully, I'm with you, Tang. Hopefully the brother got himself together. And he's just ready to do big things, man. Ready to do great things, you know.
They didn't play together.
Got a bad rap when he came here to D.C.
Yeah, Wall went to Kentucky. Morris went to Kansas.
Yeah, that was my bad. I thought about it once I said it, and then I was like, that didn't sound right coming out of my mouth. Let me look that up real fast. Then I looked it up, and one went to Kentucky, one went to Kansas.
Not just John Wall of 57, most players, because they're coming to an unorganized team with no discipline, and these young children are expected to be leaders, both on and off the court.
Yeah.
If we all think back, Bradley Beal and John Wall's best year was when Paul Pierce was dropped in the mix and leading those guys. That was their best time. The reason you say John Wall.
The reason I say John Wall, because John Wall was a pure point guard at Kentucky. He was a pure point guard.
Yes.
You know, he wasn't a big-time scorer and everything, but he was a great facilitator. He came here, and they tried to make him a scorer, three-point shooter, and that wasn't his game. And I feel that he caught a bad rep because the Wizards needed somebody, and they wanted to make him the star, and he wasn't that type of player, and they misused him. That's my personal opinion.
I think John Wall got in this league and start taking a look around at other point guards and what these guys was doing. And because the Wizards had no real leadership, and I'm not talking about on the court, I'm talking about coaching. No one to really guide this young man. John Wall looked at what these other guys were doing and thought, I could do that too. I should be doing this too. I got to keep my name up, God realm, so I have to do what the Steph Currys and the Kyrie Irvings and the Chris Paul, I have to do what these guys are doing. And the only part that he like you said, 57, that he was really, really good and solid at was the assist. It was the assist. John Wall gave some of the most prolific assist here in D.C. than anybody that came and tried to play point guard here. I mean, the boy could put that ball on the dime. Gortat's whole career bloomed because of playing with John Wall. Gortat had people at first saying he's done. He needs to retire to... Oh man, he can already find another contract somewhere else, and that's because he was playing with John Wall, and John Wall was setting that boy up beautiful. beautifully.
So,
yeah.
You know, hey, I want to see the young man do well. It's nothing I love more than a turning around story, you know, and this
yes.
would be a John Wall turning around story. Seriously, man. Like I said, just put the weed down, bro. You can smoke all you want to when
right.
your career is over, man. You can, you know, and
damn,
and
I thought you was
what?
Talking to me.
Oh, Lord.
No.
I can't right now.
I dropped everything in the floor. I dropped everything in the floor, sis.
I can't with you right now, bro.
Hey, 57, what you do?
He said, put
man.
The weed down. I dropped everything in the floor. The lighter.
Well, that, everything.
That's that fatherly voice.
Go ahead, Darius. What were you saying, Darius? I heard you trying to ask
a question. I was about to say I don't understand why y'all keep saying like put the weed down and all of these. He hasn't played in 2 years, so we don't know what he's doing. All we see he's posting is him in the gym. That's all we see. We got to go with what you see. We not in Houston. We
Darius.
Haven't been in Houston, so we don't know what he's been doing in Houston. And on top of what Dow was saying, this guy always been a combo guy. Always his since college, he's been a combo guy, a guy that's the fastest when he got the ball in his hand, and he plays downhill, and he makes the passes. This is his game. Yeah, his knock was shooting. But then now he's about to play on the team with two. What do y'all think will happen? With knockdown shooters and a Norman Powell.
Said
and, come on. And when he did play with
Darius.
Houston, and he did play, he averaged 20-9.
Bruh,
when he
go.
Did, them
oh,
seven get like.
Bruh,
if you watch John Wall on that bench in Houston, John Wall was high as giraffe ass, man.
Why does it matter? He's not playing. Why does it matter? He's not playing. He knows he's not playing. So why does that matter?
You're an athlete.
It don't matter. If I know for a fact I'm not about to play,
he's in training.
It doesn't
like your grandfather.
I'm not training at that point. You're not training 24/7. You're not doing it. You're not training throughout the whole day. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
What? So what effect does weed have? Tell me the effect that weed has. Please tell me. What harm does it do to you?
Shortness of
I'm gonna tell you why I say it doesn't matter. Because the owners paid him not to play. The owners paid him not to play. So he could come to the game high if he wanted to.
You know what? And none of y'all played at the level that John Wall had. None of us. Ever.
I'm going to
tell you
I'm going to tell you the one thing
that it's going to make him do. The reason why he shouldn't do it, why he's trying to ball, is because it's definitely going to make him lazy. And he's smoking the best of the best. And I
hold
know
on,
he's going to be
hold
lazy.
Hold on, real quick, Pops. When has John Wall ever been on the floor and he played lazy? Please tell me one game. The man plays both sides of the – he was the only point guard averaging over like 1.2 blocks
or something. I didn't say John Wall played lazy.
He did.
No. Listen to what I just said. No, listen to what I'm saying.
He damn
no, listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm saying about the weed and make him play lazy, because he could on his off time, instead of smoking that weed and partying, he could have been in that gym. That's why I'm saying it. I know when he got on the court, I never said he was lazy on the court. I was just saying what the weed going to make him do, because that's what it made him do here.
I understand.
When
I understand
he smoked,
what y'all saying.
Because if he didn't smoke, believe me, he would have been in the gym.
I agree with you. I feel like y'all expect these dudes to just live in the gym 24/7. That's nobody ain't doing that. We go to work. You're going to chill and smoke. That's what you're going to do.
You know what?
You're going to go to the gym in the morning.
What?
You're going to get your workout in. You won't come home. You want to relax.
I'm with you. I know they're not going to be in the gym all 24/7. But what I'm just saying is, I just know what I saw him on the court doing, and I know if he just could have worked on that mid-range shot when he was here, I just know it just would have been so much better, because it was looking good when it was on and on. Huh?
I'm talking about like I ain't saying he got to stop partying.
No, his only knock when he was hit was a 3-point shot. He had a mid-range. He was attacking. He was finishing at the rim.
It wasn't guaranteed. It wasn't like your man for Chicago Bulls. It wasn't like that.
He never backed down nobody.
Pop, I ain't talking about that.
At the free throw line? Come on, Pop. I can't let y'all do that. But listen, how many times he might have shot that ball too. Exactly. That was my man. And if it wasn't for a big man down there, the Wizards would have lost the ball.
If it wasn't for a big man down there to recover after John Wall missed that mid-range jumper, because let's understand this. John Wall developed his mid-range jumper. He didn't come into the league shooting a mid-range jumper, dog. He developed it over time, and it still wasn't what he wanted it to be. He will tell you that himself. This is what this man has said with Chris Miller on several occasions during the pre- and post-game at the Wizards. How he worked on that mid-range. He wanted to be more dependable from that mid-range. This is what he said. We're not just making this up. These are his own words.
Yeah.
You brought up about staying in the gym. And I heard Tree say Kobe Bryant did. Michael Jordan did. LeBron James.
Listen
These
to the
are
plays
people
you just named.
That, yeah, they want more the, from
one,
their
one of a kind. One of a kind. One of a kind.
But I named three.
One of a kind. All of those guys was in the era. One of a Come on,
okay.
Shaq would have stayed in the gym. You can say, like, come on, it's a lot of plays.
He'd have been better. He'd have been even more dominant.
That's my point.
My point is everybody don't live in the gym. But what I'm telling you, young man, if he did, he would be a more established point guard by now. He wouldn't find himself.
What you mean?
He wouldn't find himself being a piece. But the team just tells, we don't need you. You can go ahead and get this out, bro.
You say a more established point guard? Did I just say that?
From the mid-range game. We're talking about the mid-range game. Don't move the goalpost. We're talking about his mid-range game. That's what we're talking about.
John Wall's misfortune was coming to the Wizards. That was his misfortune. I agree.
I can't argue with you on that because, like I said, this Wizards team was terrible.
Yeah.
Or terrible, as Charles Barkley would say. You know, they didn't have coaching. They didn't have the – and then the thing about it, when they did have Sam Cassell, who was getting in these young players' ear, telling these guys, nah, bro, do this instead of that. Do that instead of this. They let Sam go.
Yeah, because them suckers started crying, man. I'm telling you, it was messing with their nightlife, man. And they got rid of Sam Cassell. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
The same way they got rid of Randy Whitman. Both of them was together. Them two combined, they was ready, man. But they got rid of Sam, and then they got rid of Randy. Oh, believe me, I know.
Yeah.
They ain't want that
Randy
hard work. They ain't going to put it in there.
They ran Randy about it so fast.
Yeah, and then when they saw themselves declining down and started coming up just a little bit, that's when they grabbed – that's when Paul Pierce came in and tried to show them the way again. And once again, what'd he say? Hey, I ain't about to go through that again. Y'all already know.
Yeah.
They need somebody to keep them under control. That's why I say John Wall going to the Clippers. was the best thing for him to happen.
Yeah, for
with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, it's the, hey, man, it's about to be a wrap. I'm telling you, man. Let that
well,
man be healthy.
Because Kawhi, we don't know what he looks like. He coming off an injury. John Wall coming off an injury.
Yeah,
we don't know
what
yeah. Even Paul George, at the end, he was banged all up. So they all in rehab right now.
At the end, Paul George wasn't banged up. He was actually
Quiet
Leonard.
That's when he came
back.
Coming off of being banged up.
Everybody, including Paul George, had in the back of their mind, is George's injury going to play a factor? You know, when he broke his leg like
it was in and out.
Everybody had that in their mind. So
we don't even know if John Wall going to start, though. Because, I mean, Reggie Jackson over there still was going crazy. So we don't even know if
the man
got
off.
That's going to make John Wall, like they got three good players over there.
That's even better for John Wall.
That's even better.
I forgot about Reggie Jackson. Great point, D. Yep.
Somebody new to background.
Reggie Jackson was going crazy. So you only, even if John Wall come off the bench as a backup to Reggie Jackson, that second unit is still strong.
If this trade goes through, hey, we got something else to watch within basketball, the game within the game. So, good luck, John Wall. Young man, I hope you find a way to make your way. Seriously.
Yeah.
563-999-3782. Hey, y'all betting 1,000 with these conversations today, man. I like this. That's what's up.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth.
Come on.
Background, man.
I apologize. That was me. Okay. I apologize. I'm a rookie. My bad.
Okay.
Is that Mr. Armstrong?
That's Mr. Armstrong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
That's what you get for being a Baltimore Ravens fan, bro.
Lunch on you tomorrow, babe. That's what's up. Chicago Bulls hopeful Zach LaVine will resign and stay. We're gonna knock out two subjects real quick, y'all. Draymond Green needs his social media suspended or closed, and the Chicago Bulls with Zach LaVine. I think Zach going to sign back with y'all, Treats. I truthfully do. When you look at the NBA landscape, I think LaVine will be more of a help or a piece for Chicago than anyone else. That's just my opinion, you know.
Right.
I don't see him going anywhere. I think that'll be.
He's not going nowhere.
Dang. Yeah. Yeah. That's what's up. Now, Draymond.
Miss T, you ain't got to get so defensive when we talk about your team, okay?
Because y'all be talking
As soon as we bring up the 49ers, Giants, and the Chicago, you...
It's how y'all be saying it. Like, y'all
hey,
be trying to, like, go in on
have
on
us scared
like,
to say anything,
yeah.
bruh.
No,
you like, you bring up the Chicago, you like, oh,
you ain't scared
I can't
to say
nothing
to
about
stop.
This team.
Right. So,
go ahead, Big Bro. 57, I can't believe you scared to say anything about anybody's team. Seriously, I just can't believe that. I mean, now, if you want, I'll play along, wink, wink. But
I'm telling you something.
Here we go.
Chicago was supposed to be in the mix. Their injuries kept them out of this, man. Chicago has their team. And they did. But their injuries hurt them in the end.
Yeah.
You know?
Injuries hurt everybody.
But you know what?
I believe
in the next man up. That's still my theory. That's going to always be my theory. But when you got, like, superstars on your team, it's hard to be, like, the next man up behind that person. But you got to still show up some kind of way. You got to show up. That's just my thought.
Yeah.
I just had to say that.
Yeah. But I think Zach going
to
come back just like Bill, because they're going to offer him that super max. They're going to give him that 5-year, 200 plus. You know, you can't turn that down. Who else?
Yeah,
it's going to
be like 250. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be 250. I don't think he's going to get more than Bill. It might be around like 214, 213,
what?
212 in that range.
What?
You're not getting more than
Bill. Hey, you
you're
know what? Hey, for the first time, I
will say,
ten
on it, D.
I hope the Wizards front office remain the idiots that they have been all my lifetime. Serious.
But they weren't an idiot when they gave John Wall that max deal. Oh, that was an idiot move too?
Yeah. Did he stay here? Did they go? Did you even miss the playoffs? No.
Oh, well.
No,
yeah.
We didn't. Yes, he did.
We ain't been
he
nothing
did.
Since we gave Juwan Howard all that money. We ain't been nothing
right.
since.
And traded.
That's
traded
went
Chris
all
Webber
the way
away. Traded
all the
Chris
way back,
Webber.
Sis.
I ain't
yep.
mad at
Juwan
you,
Howard. Man, please.
We
ain't
did
please,
nothing
please.
Since
y'all,
then.
Y'all been something. Y'all just was running into the king a lot. That's all. Y'all been something. Y'all had good teams. Y'all just running into the king. Y'all, I mean, a lot of people
okay.
paid
what
that
king?
Dynasty, right?
Everybody, every team out there must have had a king on it then, Darius.
Yeah.
No,
it
everybody,
wasn't like,
no, everybody on this team filled the wrath
like
of the king.
Of
everybody. Y'all
it wasn't
had,
every
like
year.
Jordan, where no. he was just
every
dominant.
Year we fighting for ninth place. Well, the last place to get you into the tournament, every year we fighting to get there. The last few years, we haven't even been fighting to get there. We've been just accepting where we are. Let's go on to the next
season. Saying, you said y'all never had, in my opinion, y'all had great teams, whereas though y'all ran up against the king, it just happened. You know, y'all ran up against them at least four times in a year, in like 8 years. Y'all was the team that
talking about we ran up against LeBron.
Against Matt.
But that's
the
what
boom.
You mean. Okay.
Let me help you out, bro. Let me help you out. They didn't lose to LeBron all the time because they didn't make it to LeBron. They didn't
that's
make
what
it.
What
we
far.
Beat
them
up a couple of times.
Now the times,
yep.
the times that they did, the times that they did, yes, he split their head to the white meat. Yes, I will give you that. But they didn't always make it that far, bruh. They didn't always make it that far. So you can't put all of they whoopings on the king. You can't. You can't do that. Now, when he got his opportunity, oh, yeah. Yeah, he was hell on that basketball court for the Wizards. And I mean all the way from, and I brought this up before, the time when he thought it was cool to walk up and pat Gilbert Arenas at the free throw line, and no one said or did anything. No one said or did anything when this Wizards team was garbage to me.
was garbage to me, because I even right now with this team that we have, well, let me take that back, because Montrezl Harrell is gone now, and he's about the only one that I would have seen.
He may be going to jail,
nah.
So.
Yeah, maybe. I think he'll be paid fine and be done with that. But listen, Draymond Green, y'all. Is anybody else following Draymond Green? Is anybody else hearing the story?
Yeah. I heard people talking about him. You talking about with him and Kendrick Perkins?
Well, Kendrick Perkins started it.
Okay.
Kendrick Perkins started it. And because he was calling Draymond Green all these names when he was announcing and saying how bad he was, and he played better than him, he could throw better than him, he could throw better passes than him, this and the other. Anybody can play like Draymond. They need to sit him down. He was just saying all kind of stuff, and he was saying how Draymond Green, they need to sit him down in the playoffs. If they're not going to win with Draymond Green, they're not going to win no championship with Draymond Green. He was going in on Draymond Green. So when Draymond Green had his time to talk, you know, when they did interview him, he went in on Kendrick Perkins. And so they just been going back and forth ever since.
The surprising thing about this is, how does Kendrick Perkins get on ESPN talking to us like he's an expert on everything? Bruh, I watched you play ball. I watched you play with the Celtics. I'm not saying everything you say is wrong or anything like that, but you can't compare yourself to Draymond Green. Your game was not like that. I don't care what you say.
Exactly.
So to talk about him like that.
Yeah, he talked about him real bad. I mean, he talked about him so bad that the lady was like, well, tell me how you really feel.
Yeah, really. You couldn't run up and down the court like that.
Can I ask one question? Out of naiveness on my part.
Okay.
What is Draymond Green's game? What is his game? He don't give you a whole lot of points in the paint.
His defense.
Yeah, what is his game? His defense.
Yes, and getting up, it's a strategy, and getting up.
He's a leader.
Getting up under the other player's skin. It's gamesmanship. His whole game is nice.
Bathroom,
the only thing,
a big pack of
and every now and then, he gonna splash a three for you.
Yeah,
and he only take him when he opens. He got a very high IQ when he's on the court. He's smart.
Yes,
he's the glue. That's what he is to that team. He's the glue. They never will get rid of him.
Nope. He had a hell of a pass.
Yep. You got a guy, too, that's not willing to say it was my fault.
Right.
I didn't do my job.
Right.
That's what we don't have now.